Well, Mega Millions and Powerball fever still sweeping the country, and lottery pools are flooding offices nationwide. And you always think, hey, let's all put in a couple bucks, and then, you know, we can buy that many more tickets, and then we'll just share it, because it's just an awful lot of money, and there's plenty to go around. Problem is, it's dangerous. Drew Ekman is the president of Post It and Play It, and he wants to talk with us a little bit right now about how gambling works in the real world. Good morning, Drew.
Hey there. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining me. First of all, what is Post It Play It?
Post It Play It is an online skill-based competition platform and allows users to challenge their friends, group, or like-minded individuals to sports contests. So it's the alternative. It's the new alternative to fantasy football. And you simply go online, you choose your sport, select your team, set your line, and then challenge your friends.
All right. That is interesting. So what are your thoughts about people pooling money at the office to win lottos?
Yeah, it's not a terrible idea because obviously the more tickets you have, the better your chance to win. You know, statistically, if you do the math, you know, you take the $1.6 billion divided by your chances of, $302 million, and each ticket has a value somewhere around $5. So it's really not a bad idea to pick up one or two tickets right now. But, of course, if you can pull them and get some more tickets, you know, it's beneficial. However, there's some pitfalls. And, of course, with any big money, greed gets involved, and so do conflicts. So it's important to, I think the number one rule is make sure that you get a copy of the pool tickets. So, you know, anybody can take a quick snapshot with their phone. They can take a photocopy of the tickets and distribute those to the group.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I've had friends in other states that don't have Powerball have contacted me from time to time and said, hey, get me a couple of Powerball tickets, will you? I go, yeah, sure, okay. But then I take the picture and say, okay, now these are your tickets. Okay, these are yours. I also bought one for myself, and if the winner happens to be mine, I just want you to know you did not win. So you're talking about that kind of thing, right?
Yes, and there's a really good example of, you know, an out-of-state customer winning, and she was a waitress, and somebody coming from Florida stopped in Alabama, handed out some tickets to the wait staff. She was holding the winning ticket. She won $10 million. They all agreed that they were going to split the winnings if they won, but of course, once that money came down and she was holding the winning ticket, that went directly to her. Of course, her coworkers filed suit. And because Alabama does not approve of gambling, it's not legal, neither was the oral contract, and she was entitled to the full prize.
Now, you also suggest that people not use cash. Why is that?
Well, I don't recommend not using cash, but it's hard, basically, the paper trail. You know, if you write a check, you know what you put in. My recommendation is just get things in writing. It's okay to use cash as long as you know, okay, this is my percentage I put in. This is the total pool amount. You can go ahead and divide your dollars based on the total pool number, and that will give you your payout percentage. But, if you are going to hand cash around, let's just make sure that, you know, you get some sort of email or receipt, something, because that is the problem with cash. There's no receipt.
All right. And finally, I guess, don't make any verbal promises to people and just make sure that everybody's on board and everybody understands what's going on and everything's cool, right?
Absolutely. And my recommendation, if you are holding that winning ticket, first thing you should do is probably contact an attorney and set up some form of entity or trust if you're in a pool. Because, you know, the lottery's not going to hand this out to, you know, 50 or 100 people. You'll want to take that money into an entity and disperse it that way. But, it's exciting. You know, I think the chances somebody wins tonight are pretty huge. So get ready.
All right. You play the games?
I did.
Yeah.
I sure did. I mean, I always wait until the odds are mathematically correct. And right now, each ticket's worth about $5. So, you know, going out and buying a couple tickets is well worth it.
All right.
Statistically.
Good luck to you. Thanks, Drew.
All right.
Drew Ekman, president of Post-It, Play It.